Okay, the Liberal government is attacking people in this province on many fronts and many levels, and the Anti-Poverty Committee has a coordinated campaign and various campaigns that are working against the attacks by the Liberal government. We're coordinating a unifying fight back to respond to these attacks. And the provincial government's attacks through legislation include cuts to women's services, changes to the Residential Tenancy Act, changes to the Labour Code and the Employment Standards Act, and of course, the changes to the welfare and disability regulations. Also, the government has now lowered the minimum wage to $6 an hour through a training wage. This training wage is an attempt to affect the rights of like all low-wage workers who are substantially people of color, people who are like women, people who have disabilities, seniors, people who are marginalized. 70% of all low-wage workers are over the age of 19, and the allegation that this training wage is supposed to affect youth unemployment and is supposed to actually increase youth employment is just a tokenistic statement. That is not true. Most low-wage workers are not youth. They are 48% of low-wage workers, in fact, have post-secondary education. And the Anti-Poverty Committee is exposing the real government motivations for this wage by exposing the business interests that have been lobbying for this wage. The BC Restaurant and Food Association has been fighting for a lower minimum wage for years. And finally, the BCRFA is able to work in connection with the Liberal government in order to implement this. On Monday, November 4th, the BC Restaurant and Food Association is holding a gala awards dinner at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, and the Anti-Poverty Committee has committed to be at this event, along with over a dozen organizations that have endorsed endorsed our fight back against the BCRFA. There will be exposing the role of the Liberal government and the Liberal government's attacks on the poor and the BCRFA's roles in those attacks. We must fight against the legislated increase in poverty in the province, and that means fighting against the $6 an hour training wage, and we must fight against Gordon Campbell.